Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's 720. Well, back in 83, Tony La Russa managed the White Sox to an AL West championship, and the rookie of the year that year was Ron Kittle. And Ron, you're forever young, aren't you?
Absolutely. I'm 29.
Do you think Tony La Russa should get jersey number 76? Is that how old he is, 76? Yeah, he should wear that.
Well, you know what? White Sox are getting one of the smartest baseball minds in the game today. No matter what his age is, he's prepared. He's a great teacher. He's a good mentor. And I think the young kids, with the talent they have, they're going to do really well.
Ron, how close have you and Tony stayed over the years? You stay in touch?
Well, I've known him since 1979, and I've gone to dinner with him many times. And it's kind of funny because when we're at dinner, he's watching his phone, watching TV, and keeping score. He tracks everything. He's a detail person. He sits in the stands for the Angels, the Red Sox, the Cardinals, and he keeps score. He scouts, but he can't make any moves because he's up in the press box. He's not on the field. So he's not lacking any ability not to manage. I think he's going to do a great job. Chicago's lucky to have him.
Describe how he, you mentioned his ability to mentor. Now, you're a young guy. You had had a breakthrough season. Finally, you've been kind of knocking on the door. You have your breakthrough season, 1983. All of a sudden, you're getting all this attention. You were a media darling in 83, rookie of the year, hitting home runs onto the roof at Comiskey Park. How did Tony help you navigate through that experience?
Well, you know, it's there's times I wanted to smash him a few times. Don't get me wrong there, but you know, as a manager, you're going to have some differences with your players. But what I learned over the years of being with him, he'll sit there and have a private conversation with every single player on the team. He walks around, he talks to them to find out what's really going on in their head, how they're thinking, how they're preparing themselves for the game. You know, so when you do that, so you're 24 people on the staff, they're all going to gel and they're going to meet and want to compete. But, you know, Joe Torre years ago told me, I was sitting with dinner with him, and he said Humpty Dumpty could have managed his team when you lead off with Derek Jeter and you finish up with Mariano Rivera. So if you've got a good nucleus, you got a good player, good players, a manager's even going to get a little bit better. So Tony, as a manager or any manager, probably 10 to 15 games through the course of the year is the manager's best talent. And those games there can take you to the playoffs or not take you to the playoffs. And I think Jerry Reinsdorf, Rick Hahn, and the staff made a great call in bringing Tony back in there. I'm excited to see his coaching staff.
Ron, I don't think there's any doubt about La Russa being smart. He's the third winningest manager in baseball history, four-time manager of the year, three-time World Series champion, one of only two managers to win it all in both leagues, Sparky Anderson being the other one. He also speaks fluent Spanish, which can come in handy. But I think the question is relating to the young player of today. Can his style work with this generation of ballplayers?
You know, Tony has the respect from old school as much as I did, too, where he learned it from his coaches and managers prior to him. I think the young kids need to have somebody coddle them, to tell you the truth. You can't go out there and be flamboyant every single day. You got to be humbled. You know, Timmy Anderson's always outspoken what he does. You know, is he going to be outspoken if he struggles? I mean, those are the avenues that you got to start thinking about. Tony respects the American flag and the people who go to the ballpark and pay good money to watch a team and support the team. I mean, those are hardworking people that pay their salaries out there. I mean, I think Tony's he's going to do well. I'm sure he's melted a little bit in his age, but his enthusiasm and his smartness for the game has not dwindled one bit. I mean, he's going to be prepared from the first pitch in spring training all the way to the end of the season. And like I said, you got to give him a chance. What uniform number he wears, he's going to wear an overcoat anyway. But, you know, it doesn't matter. I think Jerry and Rick made the right call. When you got a good team, good players, he's going to make them play a little bit better.
That's interesting that you say he's mellowed, because people who remember Tony when he was managing here, certainly mellow would be the last word you would have used to describe him. And certainly over the course of his time in Oakland and even in his last years managing in St. Louis, you know, he was always a fiery guy. And I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, Ron, he doesn't come back and take this job if he doesn't still have that burning desire to want to win games.
Oh, there is no doubt about it. I mean, it's a great honor. I mean, he wouldn't take a team that's going to be in last place and come back just to manage. You know, he's got potential in front of him with some very talented kids. As his age, I'm 62 years old. I don't even think I'm old. I can still compete with the people walking around the street. That's all I can do anymore. But he's not going to tear any bases out of the ground like he did in the past and throw them into the stands. But he will back the team that he has, and they just have to listen to him. And I think they should be pretty lucky to have a guy with him, his ability to talk about the game and relate to it and what's going to make you better. And like I said, I think it's a blessing. Like I said, I've known him since 1979. His fire has not changed since then. He wants to win every single game, and he's going to prepare for it.
Have you talked to him or texted him?
I sent him a text yesterday congratulating him when I got the message, and I sent Jerry Reinsdorf one. I said it was a good pick. Like I said, I'm looking forward to 2021. No telling what it's going to be like, but I think they got the right guy at the helm.
RonKittle.com. You can find out what the man is up to, and you're still working on those collectibles, aren't you, Ron?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been in the shop already since 3 o'clock because so many people that I know were sending me texts all night long asking me about the move of Tony. Can he handle it? And are you going to coach? And I said, no, I like what I do right now. So well, I don't want to get on the field.
After the 7:30 news, we're going to talk to Dan Hampton about the Bears. Do you think La Russa could handle a Danimal?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. They'd probably be best friends. I think they'd be really good. Tony, like I said, he can have a conversation with a custodial worker all the way to the president, and he's going to handle himself.
Ron Kittle, always great catching up with you, buddy. Have a great, healthy weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Ron.